In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, one of our main activities as Catholic Christians is prayer. Prayer is addressing of the own soul to God. We know prayer should be a sincere action, not because you are forced, but because we do sincerely want to speak with God. And this is a very precious time we spend for the prayer. And it is very important for our life, for our relationship with our dear God. But we are confronted then also with a not unserious problem regarding this. We have all the experience that we are not concentrated enough, at least partly, during we are addressing our prayers to God. We know that we lose the concentration and we swim and fly wherever in the world, but only not on that place where we are saying the words of the prayer. And this is often enough depressing us, because we do suffer, because we have sincere interest to say prayers with concentration, but we make the experience that we are often enough far away from being able to say a sufficiently concentrated prayer with sufficient dignity we owe to God. And then it's a question, how can we help here ourselves? What should we do? What is the recommendation? And recently I have heard a recommendation of a priest, and he said, yes, prayer is very important. That's why he does recommend, when you become aware of the fact that you lost the concentration, then return to that place where you left and try to continue your prayer from that point. And yes, we can consider this recommendation, and possibly it will be a help for us, for some of us at least. But I can also imagine that in this case, if we follow this recommendation, we will be tempted sometimes even not being able to complete the concerning prayer, because we are again and again losing the concentration and flying everywhere in the world, but not praying sufficiently concentrated with sufficient devotion. And then I have also heard another recommendation, and it's worthy to reflect a little bit about this. This recommendation says, when you say prayer and become aware that you have lost concentration and you are thinking on your duties, on your worries, on your interests, on your plans, on your experiences you made in last day, and so on and so on, then try to say to God, for instance, the following prayer. Oh, dear God, I know how important it is, and I am thankful that I am able to address my soul to you. I have lots of prayers, lots of reasons to devote myself to you. I want to express you my deep gratitude. I want to adore your holiness, your love, your mercifulness, your justice. There are so many reasons, and I have to beg you for your help, for your mercy, for me and for my people. And but you see, I try to say a true prayer, but now I become again aware that I am weak, that I am far away from being holy enough, and I know that I am a sinner, and you are holy. I'm not worthy to elevate my eyes to you, but you are giving me a new and a new chance. But I have a fault, I have a weakness, I can't pray, and even I'm suffering. But the more, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. In this case, if we follow this recommendation, then what is happening? Then the energy we do usually lose for anger about ourselves, we use it for intensivating of our prayers. We come then to a condition of our spirit, of our soul, is piety and is humbleness. And God is, first of all, respecting a humble heart. And if we would compare, for God, the real spiritual position of the person, of the soul, is more important than the quantity of the prayers. Because a prayer is sometimes even shorter, but is said, is lived in a right intention, is more precious for God. And we can presume that God is ready to hear then more the prayer of such a person, because it's said in a true condition. We know all the words of Jesus when he told us in the Holy Gospel about the Pharisee and the sinner entering the temple in Jerusalem. And we know what the Pharisee has done. He elevated his eyes and he said, "Oh God, you see, I do fast. I use the fast. I give a part of my income to help other people. You see, I do this and that. And I'm very thankful to you that I'm not like this one, the sinner." And the sinner has even not risked to elevate his eyes to God. And he has only prayed, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me, sinner." And Jesus said, "This sinner has gone justified home, but not the Pharisee." Because the Pharisee was not praying to God, he was more adoring himself. And the sinner had the right position of his soul. It was contrition and humbleness. And that's why his prayer had more worth in the ears of God. And God has justified him. And this is a good lesson for us. When we are confronted with this weakness, with this problem, with weak prayers, let us use it in this manner, that we do not create anger then about ourselves, but remind that possibly God does allow and does want to give me a lecture, a lesson. I should learn something. And we do also know that God is allowing that things are happening, and we have presumably all adults have made this experience. Sometimes we do something repeatedly and it does work, and then we do usually pray for a good success, but then we say, "Oh, I'm in hurry, I have no time to say a prayer. It will work, I will do it with my left hand." But then we have no success, and it is a small disaster what happens then. And possibly we had too much pride then, and we have forgotten our abilities, and we were thinking we are something special. And then God does allow, obviously, does allow that we do a fault, that we something is wrong, and this shall tell us become humble again. Because as the Holy Virgin Mary said in the Magnificat, the humble people, they are accepted by God, and the people with pride, they have no success. So this should be also our thoughts, possibly, and we should follow this recommendation. And we know this from the life generally. Sometimes we meet people and they do a fault, something what is wrong, and in public, and everyone who is present is aware of that, but the concerning person is trying to justify him or herself artificially, not wishing to agree that it was wrong what he or she has done. And we observe this and we lose confidence to such a person. It's not a big problem, possibly, but we lose serious confidence because the person is not sincere enough and not able to agree that he or she is a sinner too. But in opposite, we have other experiences too, God thanks. There's a person has done something illogical or even worse. But then this person says, yes, unfortunately, it's my fault. I have here and there a problem. Please pray for me. And then we have more confidence because we know this person is really interested. And then sometimes you witness that the other person is doing something wrong, and the emotions and so on, something was said and done by this person, you cannot agree, but then you are silent, you say, I know tomorrow morning after this person has slept over the night, he or she will ask for pardon from own. And then it happens, and then you have again confidence because you know a sincere person is knowing that he or she is also a sinner, and God is hearing the voices of such people more than of the arrogant people. So let us follow this rule, this recommendation, and then we will become aware how God is helping us, consoling us. We experience consolation because we are done then in a condition. We do not artificially tell us something, but it's wisdom. We recognize the position, our position in front of the Holy God. We are sinners, and the more we need his help and his support, and the more we ask him for that, and the more he is then hearing the voice of such people who are devoting themselves totally because they have sincere interests to entertain a very intensive relationship with our God who has created us and who has saved us in his begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.